Okay, so yesterday we did the non-rabbinic views on what does Mimacharei Shabbat mean, and we noted from the Mishnah how much of a polemic this really was, such that they had to put on this whole play and show, and is it time? Yes. Cut? Yes. This scythe? Yes. This barrel? Yes. Etc., etc. But now let us look at how we got to where we are. So let's just take it from the beginning, okay? Because it'll help frame what we're up to. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. This is the Gemara in Samachem and Aleph. Yosef.
Yeah, I just reset the message.
Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Elaine Yomaya Delo Lehitana Beho. These are the days that you aren't allowed to fast, and some of them you can't even eulogize. If you remember, we actually had Shir already on this line. For people who were here, I don't think you were here back, maybe you were back, I don't know. On Tanit Esther, because the Shittim Kubetzet here invokes Tanit Esther, which is one of the exceptions to this rule, seemingly, because one of those days is, one of the days you can't fast and eulogize is Purim. And the normal halacha is that the day before and the day after, those days you also can't fast. Tanit Esther is a flagrant violation of that law. So that's what we dealt with last week.
Tanit was off by what it originally
was. So we talked about how does it, what is the nature of this, when did it come, etc. Meresh Yarcha the Nisan Temnaya Beis, the first 8 days of Nisan, Itokam Tmida, that was when the Karban Tamid was set up properly, and the Chachamim managed to win their debate against the Tzdukim. Deloli misbeid, umitmnaya bevatzov moadai tozu chaga de shavu aya, and from the 8th until the end of Pesach, the Chachamim won their debate against the Tzdukim, the Baitusim in this case. And therefore, Dloletana, so we also don't fast on those days. So what does this all mean? And what you see here is that both on the days that they won against the Tzdukim in their battle about the Tamid, which we'll see in a moment, and the days that they won their battle about the Omer, both of those are celebratory, but the battle against the Tzdukim was even more celebratory, and therefore you can't fast or eulogize. It was such a happy day that we beat the Tzdukim when it came to the Karban Tamid. And the battle against the Baitusim was not as simple. It's not as simple. Let me read you just from here. They just put it very simply. They summarize the Gemara as follows here in the footnote of the Masifta, which is what I have with me. He says, why was it a bigger simcha to beat the Tzdukim than the Baitusim? Because he said, Shilagabe atzeret lo haita Baitusim pasuk mochiach uvekal nitzchum. Mashenken lagabe karbonat tamid shayel Baitusim pasuk mochiach lechaora kishita'am lo dachum bekalut. He said, because it was harder for us to disprove them when it came to the tamid than it was to the Baitusim. Which is interesting because, as we talked about yesterday, there are many different interpretations and good reasons at first glance to interpret the psukim non-rabbinically. So this is an interesting way to take it. So the Gemara then says, what does that mean? What was the story? What was the machloket between the tzdukim and the rabbis about the Karban Tamid? Is an individual allowed to bring, right? Sorry, what I said was also from Rashi. I just gave it to you in modern Hebrew. Rashi said this is all right. The law of Simcha Yitera, Bishal Atzerik Shvel Tamid, Shvel Tzer, Lo Yishum Raya Ledivrei Baitusin, Abel Betamid, Aita Raya Ledivrei Mitaravayim Mepharish Lekaman. So the first machloket was, who can bring the tamid? Can the tamid be brought only as an individual karban? Even as individual karban, or only as a communal karban? And we talked about last week the uniqueness of communal karbanot. Remember? Coercion on it, etc. My drosh, what was the rationale for the tzdukim on that point? And a keves ha'echad taseh baboker, then a keves hasheni taseh ben harabayim. The pasuk by the tamid, what does it say? Ta'aseh, you shall make. Anyone who knows Hebrew grammar, what is ta'aseh?
Singular.
Second person. Future. You shall bring. In the future, you will bring. It's not actually a command in modern Hebrew, right? Which would be aseh. But as we know, even in modern Hebrew, sometimes the future tense and sivui, people aren't so makbid on this. So yes. So the tzdukim it says ta'aseh. What does that sound like? You, an individual, bring the karban. So my ahadru, what was the rabbinic response? Et karbani lachmi li'ishai tishmiru. Plural. Sheyu kulan bayim mitrumat alishka. From which we learn that all these karbanot come from the communal coffers. Mitimnaya bevat sof moada. From the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach. It totav chaga de Shavuaya, Shavuot was established. Delola mispei. So what was the machloket? And now we get to the machloket. Now we get to the rabbinic versus non-rabbinic position on this. I'm sorry, your flight got canceled. Okay, but you have a flight for next week.
Yeah,
20 times. Okay, we'll ease out, get closure, and then we'll miss you. At the moment, I'm not allowed to come visit you in Canada, so eventually.
But eventually.
All the other members of my family can, but I am not a Canadian citizen.
Right.
I'll send them all to say hello for me.
Wait, you never had citizenship, or you lost the citizenship?
I never had citizenship. I was on a work visa.
You were on a work visa, because before you were in America, right?
I'm American.
Yeah.
I'm American, so I was on a work visa in Canada, so yes. Okay, not important. Shayu, now anyone listening to the shir, oh, I know how many citizenships you have. Okay. Next, I should just give them my social security number, my passport number. Okay. Shayu Baitusin Omrim, the Baitusin said, Atzeret Achar HaShabbat, Shavuot is always, always, always on a Sunday. Because Sfirat HaOmer always starts on a Sunday, and as we all know, therefore 7 weeks later will still be a Sunday. This is pretty easy in general, right? This, we should all be able to predict things like that. What day of the week will it be in a week from today? It will be whatever it is today. That's pretty easy. Same thing, true in 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. So, here's the machloket. Now, here's the fight. Nitpa lohen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'amar lohem shoitim minayin lachem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you idiots, how do you know? Why do you think that it only comes on Sunday? Now, someone be a heretical polemicist for a moment and tell me, how did they know that Shavuot is on Sunday? Because it says on Sunday. Oh, as a good kasha. It actually called it Sunday, but this is polemics. So he says, idiots, what are you doing? Shoitim. V'lo haya adam echad shehaya mishivo davar. Now this is weird, right? You would have think that someone would have just said, here's the answer, but this is weird, right? Because everyone is scared of him. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was a very good fighter for the Masorah. So no, everyone is afraid to engage him in conversation, except for one elderly by Kusi. Shahaya mifatpeit kinegdo v'amarlo. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Yisrael haya. So remember I mentioned this is a little bit more explicit in the Scholion and Megillat Ta'anit, but here's a version of the Gemara. Said, I'll tell you why Shavuos has to be on Sunday. Because Moshe loved the Jewish people. V'yodeh she'atzeret yom echad hu amad v'tiknachar shabbat k'dei she'yisrael mitan en shnei yamin. Everyone likes a long weekend. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Jews would like long weekends. So he set up a long weekend. That's what he says. Now I find this line incredible. Because if this Gemara is accurate, right, as opposed to a polemicized version of this, you would think that what would the guy tell him? Is it Mechorei Shabbat? Right? But what is the Gemara doing? This is what the Marsha's point is. The Marsha makes the point here that clearly, what is the emphasis of this Gemara? That in Chazal's mind, Yom Tov and Shabbat are so equated. And it is so normal to call Yom Tov Shabbat, that what? It didn't even enter their mind that was Akasha. Right? The polemical version that Chazal construct of this Machloket with the Baitusi assumes that they are so convinced of their read that Shabbat can just as easily mean Shabbat Breishit, Saturday, as it means Yom Tov, that that's not even the argument. Right? Which is amazing. Right? Because remember, yesterday we took the whole subject in for an hour. And every time we went through the question, why would you say that it should mean Sunday? What was the answer every time? It's in Bachar Shabbat. I understand why they would say Bachar Shabbat is Sunday. It sounds like Sunday. Right? It sounds like Sunday. But at this stage in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at least in this polemical construct, it's not just that he says, I hear your point, but I have other reasons to say that Shabbat here means Yom Tov. What is he clearly saying? That's Akasha. It says after Shabbos. Why would you think Shabbos means Shabbos? Shabbos does just as easily mean Wednesday. Right? Which is incredible. I want you to keep that in mind. That is incredible.
Incredible how you could come to such a definition.
It's incredible how convinced Chazal are that this is the only way to read the Pasuk. But we're going to see, hold that thought, because there's going to be someone in the Gemara who's not so convinced. A member of Chazal who's not so convinced. So I want you to pay very close attention. Yes?
Does that ever read like anywhere else?
Well, what?
Does that ever read anywhere else?
No! That's amazing! Right? I said, the shir yesterday and today, this is not a lumdish shir. I am just going through drush out. But it's an entire up of the Gemara, so there's nothing I can do about it. Right? And I think it's important you understand this. But think about it. Right? They're saying that, and in the Gemara's construct, I'll push it farther. It's not just the rabbis don't even have a Havamina. What's amazing with this Gemara, Gavi? The Baitusi doesn't even bother saying, what do you mean, why do I say that it's on Sunday? It says Sunday. No, the Baitusi, in defending his position of the Gemara records, it says, oh, I'll tell you why it has to be Sunday, because Jews like long weekends. I mean, like, it's mind-boggling. It's mamish, right? Like, this is like, the Gemara is telling you that's the argument. That's the argument. Not, it says so in the Torah, oh, and here's a nice svara, which is God wants you to have a long weekend. It's no. The reason I say it's on Sunday is because Moshe owned Yisrael haya. Moshe loved the Jews, so he expressed by giving them long weekends.
Is it?
Right? It's like Toronto, right? And like Canada. It's unbelievable, right? They love their people, so they give them at least one long weekend every month. Doesn't matter. America has one. We call it President's Day. Canada, at least Ontario, calls it Family Day. What's Family Day celebrating? That is February and you need a day off. Like, that's the only thing it celebrates, right? They tried Simcoe Day, but I think at some point, at least in certain provinces, it's just August statutory holiday. There's nothing, they don't even pretend.
Is that true that every month is that?
Yes, Canada has one per month. Not only that, Canada, I've mentioned this before, in Canada it is illegal to open businesses on these unless you have special permits. Sobeys had to get a special permit once to be open on one of these holidays because it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. And they had to get a permit to prove that they were in a place where, you know, from Jews needed food Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they couldn't be closed for a statutory holiday. So he's saying that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. Okay. But listen to this amazing conversation. So what does Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say back to him? Kara Allah Mikra Zeh.
Acha. Do we comment on the fact that he says Moshe Oyev Yisrael?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to tell you. As opposed to, right, so Tosfo says, in four words, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim Al Yado. Right, Tosfo says, this is the Stuki's argument. Moshe advocated to God and said, God, the Jews need a long weekend. So make sure to have Shavuot on a Sunday. And God said, you know, Taka, it's a great idea. We'll always have a long weekend. I mean, it's crazy. This is like, it's wild. But I'll read you here from the footnote in the Masifta. They say lechaur lechaur amadu amr sham Moshe ov Yisrael haya v'lachein tikan l'mshnei yamim haylam l'mar shakadosh baruch hu ov Yisrael haya. What is this complicated? Moshe advocated for long weekends, and God said yes. Just say God likes long weekends. God likes giving people long weekends. So they quote the Tzon Kodshim and the Yad David. Because here's how they imagine it. They said, look, if God really liked the Jews, you know what he should have done? Said, in Sivan, have a two-day holiday. But he didn't. They imagined that what happened was God said, I think you should have a holiday 7 weeks after Pesach. And God and Moshe said, hey, a one-day holiday? What's this one-day holiday thing? We normally have seven-day holidays, but in prior having a one-day holiday, can we have it on a Sunday? And God said, not a bad idea. Inachanami. But this is the argument that they ascribe to the Baikus. Now, you want something even more disturbingly crazy? I mean, the next line in the Gemara, as you read through it, is amazing. What should Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai respond? What's his response? Moshe and God, they don't love the Jews that much. You think they care about them enough to give them a two-day weekend, a long weekend? It's not true. I mean, you understand how bizarre this whole conversation is? So he says to them, Kara alehen mikra zeh, achar asu yom michorev derech har seir. The pasuk says that how many days should it have taken the Jews to get from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael? 11 days. And how long did it take? V'emoshe Rabbeinu oiv Yisrael haya lama icharon b'midbar arboim shana. If God loves them so much, then why did he make an 11-day trip take 40 years? Aha! You see, he doesn't like them that much? Aha! I got you!
Can't really, how do you do this whole extra longer weekend anyway for them
when it's time? Now, I will point, obviously, Rashi says this is crazy. Right? Rashi says this is Dichli Ba'alma. This is just polemics. Right? This is, I mean, look at Rashi. He just says Dichli Ba'alma. Come on, Mishum Dahaya Omer Divrei Hevel. He said, you're saying something stupid, so I'll respond with stupid. Right? This is not serious. I will say, by the way, this dialogue reminds me, Rav Lichtenstein has an amazing piece in one of his articles in Ma'enosh, where he says that people who think that rabbis who try to find kulos, like, oh, clearly, where there's a rabbinic will, there's a rabbinic way, and they can do whatever they want. He's like, you clearly have never read halacha, because for every kula they come up with, they come up with a chumrah, meaning they're trying to be honest. This is not like kula hopping and chumrah hopping. They're trying to be honest with the sources, and sometimes they're kulot, and sometimes they're chumrah. Kacha ze yotze. That's what comes out. What do you want? Now, of course, this is totally ridiculous because, you know, the reason it takes so long is because of you know, sins and stuff like that. And Tosef gets in a whole discussion of what this means. But okay, let's continue. So Amar lo, the Batusi realizes it's ridiculous. So what does he say? Rebbe, bekachata patrani. That's the best you got. Right? That's what you're kicking me away with. Amar lo. And obviously, because the real reason they were there for 40 years is sin.
Right.
So what does he say? Amar lo shote. V'lo tehe Torah shlema shalonu. Kesicha betela shalochem. You fool. You think my Torah can't stand up to your worthless drivel? Kosov echad omer tisbru chamishim yom. Kosov echad omer sheva shabbat v'mat v'yena. Ha-ketzad. Kan b'yom tov shechal yot b'shabbat. Kan b'yom tov shechal yot b'emtza shabbat. So he says something amazing. What does he say? Here's the drasha. One pasuk says 7 complete weeks. And one pasuk says 50 days. Now I want you to notice the following amazing. I don't know if you've noticed this. You read the Gemara, right? There's a drastic move of Rabbi Yochanan. Because what did I say 5 minutes ago? That what's clear in this Gemara? That in Rabbi Yochanan's Hava Amina, he is so convinced that Shabbat means Yom Tov, that isn't even part of the dialogue. Except, what's his conclusion? How do I know that Shavuot doesn't always fall on Sunday? What's his drasha? One pasuk says, Sheva Shabbatot Timimot Tihena, 7 complete weeks. And the other says, Chamishim Yom. What's the difference? So what does he say?
It's off, but
no, he says it depends. If Shavuot is in the middle of the week, then it's 50 days, but it's not Shabbatot Tmimot. Why? Because according to him, what is a Shabbat? What is a Shabbat Tmimah?
Oh, week.
Meaning Sunday, a week that starts on Sunday. A week that starts on Sunday. So Rashi says, therefore, Yosef, the food's here.
Well, yeah, it's already on the street, I get it.
Oh. So, like I said, what's amazing here is that in the beginning of the polemic, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is so convinced that he can interpret successfully Shabbat as meaning Yom Tov that he doesn't even, like, there is no discussion about what's clearly the main drasha here, which is Mimacharat Shabbat. And watch Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make mamish 180 degrees. Because what does he say? Gavi, what's his drasha? So he says, there's two types of Shavuot. There's one which can only best be described as Chamishim Yom, because it's in the middle of the week. And one which can be best described as?
Sheva
Shabbatot Timot Tihena. And that's if what?
If it's 7 full weeks, starting on Sunday.
Sunday. Wait a second. Which means what? Did you notice what he did? He did something so incredibly radical there. What did he do?
It's one or the other.
Yeah, and how does he understand Mimachar HaShabbat? You understand?
As being Shabbat Virgin.
Yes! Right? Meaning he actually understands that one of the two possibilities is he thinks that there's a separate pasuk devoted to Shavuot on Sunday. Meaning, in his Hava Amina, he doesn't even entertain it. And what's his maskana? What does the Torah actually mean? The Torah, at least in one case, gives preference to Sunday. On which one? And think about it. This is how he reads the pasuk. Usvartem lochem mimacharat haShabbat miyom aviyachem et omer tufa sheva Shabbatot timot tihena. What does he think that pasuk means? In that pasuk, what does the word Shabbat mean according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai?
Shabbat Breishit!
Right? Meaning, he doesn't even entertain that in his Hava Amina. And then, his Maskana, what he actually thinks the Pasuk means, is count 7 days from after Shabbat Breishit. He just happens to think it's only if the first step passes is also Shabbos. But he actually thinks the word Shabbos means Shabbos. Right? When you realize that, that's completely, completely crazy. Now, it's even worse because I'm going to read you two psukim and tell me how strange this drush is. I want you to do just the following. Interpret the word Shabbat in the two psukim I read, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Usvartem lochem macharat ha-shabbat miyom aviyachem et omer atnufa sheva shabbatot imotiyena. What does that Shabbat mean, Gavi?
Shabbat
Breshit. Next pasuk. Ad mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shvi'it tisfur chamishim yom. What does that Shabbat mean? Pesach. Yom Tov. It's like you read this drasha and it is crazy. Right? It's mamish insane. He starts off, the polemic as the Gemara constructs it is not, it's Havamina, no one even bothers talking about Charan Shabbat, it's obviously Yom Tov. And then it's not the Baitusi who comes and says, Mapitom, Mima Charan Shabbat means Sunday. Who says it? Rabbi Yochanan, Limaskana. That's what he actually thinks the pasuk means, but he thinks that's only if you have one particular thing. And it's worse than that. Why is it even worse than that? Because look at Tosfot. What does Tosfot say? V'im domar halosa frinan elamem tet yom. He said, I don't even understand. How are you reading the pasuk? Because there's two problems in this. One is the problem I just said, is he switches. And in one of them, he actually thinks Shabbat means Shabbat Breshit, and one of them, it means Pesach. What's the second problem? What 50 days are you talking about? You count 49, man. Right? You count 49. I don't even know what he's talking about anymore. The Yesh Lomar, answer one. Shalot Tziva HaKadov L'Sbar Chamishim. Dachi kamar kra admi machar Shabbat shvit shehu yom hachamishim tisbor. This is how we reach the second pasuk. First pasuk is count 7 weeks from Sunday. Second pasuk means count 49 days until you get to the 50th day from Pesach, which we're calling Shabbat. That is his drasha. Second, inami, alternatively, Chamishim yom tisperu avihi krivtem de batrekai v'hachi ka'amar ad mimachar ha-shabbat ha-shvi'it tisperu v'lo ad bechlal chamishim yom v'kravtem mincha chadasha. Or you have to read this pasuk in a very convoluted way, which is until 50 days and not ad bechlal you bring the new karban. I mean, like, the drasha. This is what Rabbi Yochanan thought was the winning drasha that was unarguable. Okay? The one in which he actually concedes to what's arguably the best argument in favor of the Baitusim, which is that the Pasuk literally calls it Shabbat. Mimachara Shabbat. Okay? That's drasha one. I literally just want to walk you through the Gemara, through the drasha, and if by the end of this you are convinced that Chazal are correct, right? I do want you to be convinced by the end of this, but I want to try to understand, because Chazal are, it's so, so surprising here. Okay. Second drasha. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Einot Tzarich. I have a better proof. You don't need that. Good, because that drasha confuses me to no end. Says, Harehu Omer Tisparlach. Hasfirat Tluya Beveidin, Shehem Yodin Lekadesh Yom Tov, Yatsa Shabbat Breshit Tisfirata Bechol Yom. He says, I have a different drasha, and that is the following. The Pasuk says, you shall count. So what does that imply? How does he read it? What's drasha 2? How does he know? Drasha 1 actually thinks Mimacharat Shabbat in one place means Shabbat. In the other one it doesn't. He doesn't explain how he gets there. Drasha 2 actually intends to explain how Chazal knew that Shabbat meant Yom Tov. Again, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think it does. What is it? He's medayik in the following. Tisbar, loch. You should count. What does that make it sound like according to him? What's his drasha? Again, I'm really reading pshat. I want to understand it. What does he say? What does Rashi say? Mashma lechatehe misura hasfira lecham behe teis sifuda misura hasfira. What does he say? What's the problem with saying it comes from Shabbat?
That
so I want you to understand his drasha. Tisbar lach, you should count. You could say the following. There are two ways of looking at this. One is, there is a reality out there, and you have to relate to it. Okay? Meaning, in 10 days, the world will come to an end, whether you like it or not. You should just count down. Okay? The world's not coming to an end, just feels that way. Okay? The other is, the other would be to tell someone, look, I want you to pick your 10 favorite whatever. 10 favorite fruits. Who's there? You're not asking someone to just relate to reality, you're asking them to be actively involved. And what's his drasha? Tispor lach. You control this count. And he says, what does that mean? What does that tell him? Shabbat, we relate to. It's be outside of us. The 7 days of the week just keep going. Yom Tov, we decide when Yom Tov is. Because we decide when Rosh Chodesh is. And therefore, he knows that this Shabbat must be Yom Tov. Or to give you another Gemara, which says this beautifully. The Gemara in Beit Sadaf Yud Zayin says as follows. On Shabbat Yom Tov, what is the bracha you say in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Good. The Gemara says, why Mekadesh Shabbat Yisrael v'hazmanim? Why is Shabbat outside of Israel and Zmanim inside Israel? Right? And Gemara says, blessed is God who sanctifies Shabbat, the Jews, and holidays. Why in that order? What does the Gemara say? Because Yisrael are not Mekadesh Shabbat. God sanctifies Shabbat directly because it's Kedusha V'kayma. It's always holy. But Yom Tov God doesn't. He sanctifies the Jews and the Jews sanctify the holidays. So what this drasha is saying, you're right. Usually Shabbat means Shabbat Bereshit. But it could mean Yom Tov. And how do I know it means Yom Tov here? Because this is not a count. Tis for lach. He reads it not as relate to a reality, but create a reality. If it's creating a reality, it must be on the Yom Tov rather than the Shabbat scheme. That's his drasha. That's drasha two. Okay? Rashi says this clearly. Shebeidin kovina mo'adot v'tzarich l'shol emetai chal Yom Tov rishon shol pesach shematchil l'mnor ha'sfira mimocharat. V'yatzah Shabbat Bereshit, Shabbat Malash. Next one. Drasha 3. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. You're welcome to stay. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Already,
what?
I already made myself
whole. Okay. I figured. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what does he say? Drasha 3. Gavi, take it. Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. Amra Torah.
Amra Torah. Manayamim. Bekadesh Kodesh. Manayamim. Bekadesh Atzer. Machadash Sanuch Liviato. Nikar Achatzer Sanuch Liviato Nikar. Vim Tamar Atzer. No, Mamakar Shabbat. Eakte Nikar. Nishon Fanah.
Okay, what is this drasha?
So
this is not a straightforward drasha. Let's try to figure out what he's saying. It says, so what is the Torah? Let's try it again. Amra Torah Minei Yomim. Count days. And then Kadesh Chodesh. Okay. Minei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeret. Count and then sanctify. That's what we're asked to do. Af ma chodesh samoch leviato nikar. Rosh chodesh. So this is essentially it's a binyan av of sorts. He says Rosh chodesh. The pasuk says al chodesh yamim, which means count the days, and when you get to the right day, figure it out. And what's special about Rosh Chodesh?
That there's a siman.
Correct. That you, there is an astronomical event that heralds Rosh Chodesh. And he says, we compare conceptually Shavuot to Rosh Chodesh, and say it must have a astronomical event which heralds its coming, which means that what must it be? The day after what?
The day after Pesach.
Why? Because what's Pesach?
It's the full moon.
Yeah, essentially it's the full moon, meaning it's an astronomically discernible event, and therefore Shavuot, like Rosh Chodesh, must be something that depends on astronomical events. Now, it's interesting, because he also says that this depends on Rosh Chodesh, except in the opposite way of the previous drasha. Because what does the Rilazer say? What's the key here? It has to be something you create. Here he says, no. This is like Shabbat in the sense that it's responsive. You're responding to a reality external to you. But in what sense is it like Rosh Chodesh? Not that you create it, but that it depends on the astronomy rather than a unchanging cycle of seven. But it's coming at it conceptually from the opposite approach as a pre-right, because the first one ties it to the sector, to the concept of Rosh Chodesh in the sense that you control it. He ties it to Rosh Chodesh in the sense that it's responsive. Whether you're responding to a reality outside of yourself, it's just not like Shabbat, which is an arbitrary reality, so to speak, rather than an astronomical reality. And because it needs to be something that you know it's coming by looking at the moon. That's his drasha. Again, we're in that, according to, now what I want to ask you methodologically, Drasha 2 and 3, how do they understand the word Shabbat?
To be Shabbat Rishi.
No, Yom Tov. But do they have any proof for that?
No.
Not at all. I mean, or, I shouldn't say that. Do they provide any explanation of why Shabbat doesn't mean Shabbat Rishi?
No,
they just explain to you why the upshot has to be that Shavuot is not dependent on Shabbat Rishi. And once they do that, well, it must mean the word Shabbat means Yom Tov. Meaning, they don't bother proving to you that Shabbat can mean Yom Tov. They just say, Shavuot must not be dependent on Shabbat. Mimela, we'll come back and figure it out. We'll figure out how to read that pasuk. But the proof is external to the words Vimacharat Shabbat. Right? Meaning, we first establish the parameters of Shavuot, and then we go back and reinterpret. Okay, that is Drasha 3. By the way, before I go on, remember Tosfos, who says, but wait a second. How do you count 50? Can you say we count 50 days? We only count 49. The Rush has a very different answer, which is important for you to know in life. What's the Rush's answer? I didn't expect you to know it, but guess. What do you think the Rush's answer is?
It would be from the first day of Pesach.
No, too fancy. The Rush says? No. The Torah rounds. That's it. The Torah rounds. And why is that important? Because think about it. Have you ever... When I was 7, in second grade, I remember asking my teacher, why is every number in the Torah round? In every census, why is everything to the nearest 100 or 50? How is that even statistically possible? And you know what? So what does the Rush say? The Rush has an answer, which is?
Doesn't always round.
What? Yeah, and we round it. It's not a miracle. It's not a miracle. It didn't. It's just not. We round to the nearest.
But we not always.
What do we round to the nearest? Correct, but by the census. I was 7, okay? It's a good question. The Rush asked it too, right? And what does he say? He says, just there are rounds. And there was even a math professor who said, so why is it that 11 out of the Shvatim have hundreds and one of them has a 50? Well, he said probably what happened was one Shevet actually had 50. And once it's 50, you can't round up or down. So every Shevet that was not exactly 50, you just round up or down. And the Shevet that hit 50, you don't. That's all. That's his argument. Right, that's his argument. So the Rush says no. And I'll give you another one. No, no, no. But everything is, like in Bamidbar, everything is hundreds or 50. Right? There is no 103. Right? It's 74,600.
Right?
Yehuda is 74,600. For my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so it's like, you know, Bamidbar. Like, yeah. Yes.
You were put a grade early in school? You were 7 years old in second grade?
No.
You were turning 8 later in that year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I was 8. Maybe it was the end of the year.
Okay, I don't know. I was put back.
Second grade, okay.
I was put back.
No, I think it was second grade. I'm pretty sure that's when I asked it. Anyways, I think it was second grade. Maybe it was later. Anyways, maybe it was later. I remember asking the question, like sitting there and being like, this doesn't make sense mathematically. But the Rashi has another one. What's another example of this? Which is much more surprising than this one. This is surprising enough. There's one which is very surprising, and that is, how many Malkut do you get, according to the Torah?
40.
How many do Malkut to Chazal understand you get?
39.
What's the Rashi's answer?
Big
deal. So we called it 40. What do you want for my life? 39 is close enough. It's usher to give 40. You're not allowed to give an extra one. So how could you call it 40? The Torah rounds.
We didn't know they died on the 40th hit, so we got
39. That's what he says. But that's important to know in general. Okay. What? And you're right, but the Bechoras, we do it precisely. There are counts that we do that are not like this. Next drasha. Ready? Now, do you want to do this long tosfot here? You got a flight for now?
Yeah, someone came to pick up my guitar and told me that they're
there. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you see, Tosfot has a long diyun on this, right? Which is Peirush Bekundriz Lebir Cheshvanon Nikar Meimen Matchilim. No, Dahanu Yom Chavtet Mishat Molad Lefanav Etzert Samuch Leminyan Hamishim Nikar Lehem Yom Kavua Dahanu Betzadzayim Vecholish Marchat Yom Tov Rishon Shem Mamtin Nad Lachar Shabbat In Shem Hekir Yom Kavua Tamam Shem Matchilim No Betzadzayim Mam Yudzayim Pam Shmon Asar Pam Yubiyotet. Right? He said the problem is that according to the Stukim, the Baitusim rather, there is no astronomical event, you'll never know, because it could be a different day of the month. So what does he say? There is a slight diyun. Rashi says, guys, Rashi says, what does it mean that this has an astronomical event? Simply, that it's the same astronomical place every year. Tosfot says what I said, which is that the Iker is not that it's the same day of the month every year. What's the Iker? that there needs to be a precise way of looking at the sky and figuring out when Shavuot is going to be. And there are only two times a month when that's easy, which are Gavi, Rosh Chodesh, and the 15th. Full moon and no moon. And therefore he says, that's what we know. It's not that it has to be a given day. The given day has to be related to the full moon. Either no moon or full moon. Right? So it's not, it has to be a set day. It has to be this particular set day.
Those two or full moon?
Well, Rosh Chodesh is the beginning,
right,
and Shavuot is dependent on the full moon because it comes after Pesach. Right, I mean, 7 weeks from Pesach, so you start counting from the day after the full moon. And therefore, Tosfos said it's not just that it needs to be totally on astronomy, it's that it needs to be dependent on a day that the average person can look up at the sky and say, oh, it's about to be Rosh Chodesh, or it's about to be the middle of the month. Those are the only times people can do it. Most people look at the moon, they can't figure out, is it the 7th, 8th, 6th, right? But the full moon and no moon... Right? On the full moon, the werewolves come out, and the, you know, okay?
No moon, they turn back.
Exactly. No, it's really just the full moon, as we all know. His third pshat, after he has a little bit of a discussion about the way we deal with stukim, if you look at the bottom of Tosfot, he says, "V'od yesh lefarish machodesh samuch lebiato nikar kol sha'al yidei cheshbon matay yavo shel olam k'yavar shloshim yom Rosh Chodesh v'kachin lechodesh." He says the drasha goes like this: Rosh Chodesh, you can predict basically when the next one is coming because you know the cycles of the moon. Shavuot needs to be the type of thing that by calculating it in advance, I have an idea when it's coming. But if it moves around, I can't. That's his third drasha. Okay, let's move to the next drasha. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So far, what have we seen? We've seen drasha, unspoken polemic is, Shabbat obviously just means Yom Tov. And then a complete about-face by Rabbi Yochanan who says, no. Shabbat in one pasuk actually means Shabbat. And the next pasuk, without any explanation, means Yom Tov. The next two drashot say, we know from context that the Shabbat here referred to must be Yom Tov. Possibility one is, because it needs to be something you're in control of, rather than Shabbat which you're not in control of. Possibility two is, it needs to be something, and there were variations on this, that depends on an astronomical event, and is distinguishable by an astronomical event, rather than Shabbat Breishit, which is not. Okay? Three drashot down? Good? Understood? Good. Next one. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, I got a different drasha for you. Amra Torah, Havei Omer b'Pesach, Vishtei Alechem b'Atzeret. Ma lahalon regel utchilat regel, Afkan regel utchilat regel. What does he say? What's the drasha? We derive it from context to what? A comparison between what two things?
Which day?
Between the fact that the Karban HaOmer is compared to what? Is connected conceptually to what? The Shtei HaLechem. Look at the drasha. Here he says the drasha is as follows. Conceptually, the Gemara, the Psukim are setting up the following connection. You bring a special grain offering on Pesach, and you bring a special grain offering on Shavuot. And he says, well, once you see that, so the one on Shavuot, we know that it is brought when? In relation to the Chag. When is it brought? Connected to the beginning of the Chag. How do we know that? Because Shavuot is all of one day. It is connected to the beginning of the Chag. What time is it? 12?
I think I found it.
Okay. I'm going proof by proof. The Maharana Shabbat. Good luck.
Okay.
What? So, however many days this takes, we are going to do this. We are going to understand this by the end. Okay? We are going to understand this. I know this is not lumdish per se, but we are going to understand what this depends on. You know, it's not like Chakiras as much as I just want to understand Pshat really, really, really well. Okay? So far, I think I have, at least I understand the problems in Tzvi Trashot, okay? Good. What does he say? The Karban on Shavuot is connected to the beginning of Yom Tov. How do we know it's connected to the beginning of Yom Tov? Because there only is a beginning of Yom Tov. It's one day. And it's connected to the Omer, which means the Macharei Shabbat must be some way connected to the beginning of Yom Tov. So what does this drasha do that the other two have not? It starts to more directly, what?
Address
Shabbat. How do we know Macharei Shabbat? What is its argument? We know that the issue here has something to do with the beginning of Yom Tov. And therefore, this is the first drasha that, I think, sort of attacks directly Shabbat, which is, we know from context that whatever it means to be connected directly to a Yom Tov. Which means that what? We must understand the word Shabbat in a way that will connect it to a Yom Tov. Tchilat Yom Tov, and not the middle. Right, so this drasha, I think, is the first one that starts to really hit on the word Shabbat. And Rashi says, the problem is, right, therefore, if you would wait and you would bring it whenever, it wouldn't be samach to the beginning, it could be samach to the end. Right? It could end up being the end of Yom Tov, and we don't want that. Now remember we said that according to some, it's not just that, so Rashi says it might end up being the end, that the emphasis is tchilat, but Tosfos said it's even worse than that, because according to Baitusim, when might Shavuot fall out? Sorry, when might the Omer start? After Pesach. If the last day of Pesach is Shabbat, then when do you bring the Omer according to Baitusim? The day afterwards. So Tosfos is even worse. Rashi says that you want to bring it the beginning of Yom Tov and not the end. Tosfos said no. Once you say it means the day after the Shabbat of Pesach, there's a 1 in 7 chance that the Karban will be brought.
Not
on Pesach at all. But if you remember, that's a problem only for the Baitusim, but not for, if you remember, the Karaites, the medieval Karaites, because the medieval Karaites had the possibility that, what did Mimacharata Shabbat mean? The Shabbat, the Sunday of Pesach, remember they had a 1 in 7 machloket, which is, if Pesach starts on Sunday, the Stukim say that what day do you bring the Omer? The first day of Pesach. And the Baitusim, which is who the Gemara is actually polemicizing against, what day do you bring it? The day on Ishruchag. So this counterproof only works according to, as Tosfot understands it, the Baitusim. It doesn't work according to the Tzukim, because according to the Tzukim, it'll always be Pesach. It'll always be Pesach. It'll never be after Pesach. Rashi's proof, so, well, yeah. Right, Tosfos' point doesn't work according to the Tzukim, which doesn't matter because they're responding to Baitusim, not the Karaites, rather, because the Karaites are, you know, 500, 600 years later. Right, they're not responding to that. Okay, that is proof four. And like I said, I think that drasha is the first one that most directly tries to tackle the word Shabbat. You know, when I looked at this, I was thinking it was an umbud, but now that I go back to it, I'm like, no, it's a blot. This keeps going. Like I said, as many days as this takes us, we're going to understand it, but I think it's worth really getting into. It's a little bit nitty-gritty, but I do want to understand it. And then we'll continue, okay? Good.